Time now to bring in a guy who's written a book about Candlestick Park and what a unique part of Bay Area history, specifically San Francisco. His name is Steve Travers. The name of the book is Remembering the Stick, Candlestick Park, 1960 to 2013. Steve, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm just having a great time. Thanks for having me on.
No, let me tell you a little bit about Steve anyway. Right. First of all, he's a college player, right, Steve? USC.
Okay.
And Nevada, and then I later graduated from USC.
Ah, sorry. I thought you were – all right, but whatever. He played college ball. He's written many, many books about things in the Bay Area, sports books. He's really very good. And, Steve, this one you came up with, The Memories of the Stick. Not so hard to do. There must have been a million of them. How did you pare down what you wrote in the book?
Well, I certainly remembered many of them from personal experience. In fact, just about everything from, oh, gosh. Well, I mean, my first memories of Candlestick are probably going there with my dad and my granddad and watching, I want to say, Juan Marichal pitching against the Cincinnati Reds with those short sleeves, and I think Pete Rose maybe being a rookie or a very young player. And just the whole memory of walking into a stadium and seeing the green grass, you know how it is the first time you see it. Saw Drysdale pitch there. Saw a lot of great players, a lot of great teams.
Yeah, Steve, before we get into the specific memories that you put in your book, if you were to describe Candlestick Park and what it meant to you in one word, what would you go with?
Good question.
Yeah.
Friends and family.
That's three.
Yeah, friends.
Friends.
It was
warm jacket.
Cold jacket. I think I had a friend who was always successful in bringing beers into the place. I always got caught, you know, that kind of thing. I think a lot of people in the Bay Area have similar memories of going there. When you're in high school and a bunch of kids climb into a car and go to a ballpark, and you know, we're all in parkas and we're watching the game and just having a blast.
You know, Steve, for me, I moved out here from the Washington, D.C. area in about 1987, 1988. And boy, the personalities of the fan bases and the yards in the Bay Area have really flip flopped, because in those days, you had the yuppies out at the Coliseum. They had raspberry parfait available to purchase on the concourses. Guys were out in the parking lots throwing frisbees and drinking Fosters. And then you go to Candlestick, and it was dirty mescal, cigarettes and chew and weed. It was a rougher crowd. I think that people that maybe didn't experience Candlestick like that may be shocked to hear it.
It was a very rough crowd. You can just ask Tommy Lasorda, and the way they treated Lasorda and the Dodgers, it was a lot of, I would call it, class envy. There was a lot of violence, and all of that changed when they moved into what was originally called Pac Bell Park, and then they became the really classy stadium and the classy fans. But the fans at the old Candlestick, especially for baseball, were a hardcore group. There's no question about it.
All right. The name of the book is Remembering the Stick, Candlestick Park, 1960 to 2013. It's just filled with this is another one of these books I like, because you could pick it up at any page and start reading a chapter and you say, oh yeah, I remember that. Stephen Travers wrote it, Travers. Steve, where can you get the book?
I would just go to Amazon.com. It's the best place to find books these days.
I know, that bums Marty out.
I like the private bookstores.
I think Barnes & Noble still probably carries them. Well, I haven't checked it out, but you can find a Barnes & Noble.
The Book Tree in Montclair. That's my guy David up there. You know, he's been there.
You'll have to talk to him.
20 years.
Let's get it in that Book Tree. Come on, Dave.
Yeah, David, come on. But let me ask you this before we let you go. Was there one or two stories that you told in the book that you said, wow, even for you, it made you shiver just a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Well, the connective tissue of the book was the great sports writer Roger Angel, who, when he first saw Candlestick, called it a festive prison yard. All of his great books, he wrote a trilogy, at least, of great baseball books, and each one of them, he returns to Candlestick, and they're all a different era and a different time. The first is the 62 series. The second is during the 71 pennant race between the Giants and Dodgers. And he returns when the team was in deep trouble and possibly going to Toronto in the late 70s. And, you know, he just captured the vibe of the stadium, the fans, and at the time, the struggling fortunes of the Giants, who were usually good, not always good, usually in those days not as good as the Dodgers and Reds, and so they were an underdog, and he caught that that vibe very nicely.
Oh, beautiful.
Good job, Steve.
Great to have you on. As I say, if you Google Stephen Travers, he's done a number of books, many about the Bay Area, and this is a good one. I like it because you think of Candlestick. Pat, you ask a good question. One word. Cold.
Yeah.
You know, windy. Excitement. 56,000. Is that one
word? It
was
a giant. I mean, you don't see parks that size anymore.
I mean,
it was massive.
And, you know, Will Clark, number 22, he should have some sort of commemorative statue, plaque, something in this ballpark. That's what he means to this franchise. But Will Clark joins us. Old number 22, Will Clark. Will, someone else is wearing your number.
Hey, look, it's happened quite a few times. You know, Eli Whiteside had it for a while, and then Jake Peavy, and then...